Essa einai el harim. Essa einai el harim. Me'ai navo yavo ezri. Me'ai navo yavo ezri. Me'ai navo Yavo Ezri, Me'ayin Yavo, Yavo Ezri. Where will my help come from? Where will my help come from? Where will Yavo Ezri, Me'ayin Yavo, Yavo Ezri, Me'ayin Yavo, Yavo Ezri, Me'ayin Yavo, Yavo Ezri. In this home, sacred space, we are one. Together we pray. In this home, sacred space, we are one. Together together, Ve'imru. Ve'imru, 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 Amen. Ve'imru, sacred space, we are one. Together we pray. In this home, sacred space, we are one. Together page 9. With one voice I sing for myself and for everyone. With one voice I sing for the past and for those yet to come. With one voice I sing all the earth, I sing to the one. 'Cause together we can be louder. one voice. I sing for myself and for everyone.
With one voice.
With one voice. I sing for the past and for those yet to come. With one voice, I sing all the earth, I sing to the one. 'Cause together we can be louder.
Shabbat shalom.
And welcome to everyone this Shabbat as the sun has left the sky, and we appreciate the fact that we are given 25 hours of Shabbat. We're given one extra hour of Shabbat, and we share that beginning hour together here in our sanctuary. So I want to welcome everyone this evening. I want to welcome Sheldon back and thank him for driving in traffic from New York, nonstop traffic. Oh, see how nice is that? Oh. And I want to welcome to the front row our bar mitzvah, Zachary, and surrounded by an entourage. Welcome to the entourage as well. You've waited a long time to sit here in the front row. You've watched everybody come to the front row, and you kept anticipating, my turn is coming, my turn is coming. And now your turn is here. And we are so very excited to be sharing your bar mitzvah weekend with you and your wonderful family. And we'll look forward to just the famous Zachary smile and joy on the Bima all weekend. I don't really care if there are thunderstorms. I don't really care what the weather report might say. Zachary has the best smile, better than the smiles on his tie. And he can light up a room or a Shabbat or a weekend with that smile. And that's what we're anticipating this wonderful Shabbat. So welcome to everyone. I welcome college students who are home. I welcome people who are visiting us for the first time or for the first time in a long time. Whether you've come with joy in your heart to celebrate a simcha, whether you have come because you need to pray for healing or to remember a loved one, we hope that you find what you are looking for in the service this evening. We also wish 25th anniversary Mazel Tov to the descendants as they shared their rings that they got in Israel this evening before services. And, well, the Oneg is your party. So we'll look forward to wishing all of you, wishing you Mazel Tov at Oneg. And most of all, let us just take in Shabbat. If you came with somebody, touch their hand occasionally during the service and say, I'm really glad to be sharing Shabbat with you. Because when we share Shabbat, magical things can happen. And welcome home, really, again, to all the college students. It's really good that when you come home, you come to Temple. Shalom Aleichem can be found on page 10. As we not only welcome one another, we welcome Shabbat.
La 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 la. Ya la 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 la. Ya la 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 la. Ya la 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 la. Shalom aleichem malachei hasharit malachei elyon. המלך מלכי המלאכים הקדוש ברוך שלום עליכם שלום עליכם מלאכי השערית מלאכי עליון ממלך מלכי המלאכים הקדוש ברוך בואכם לשלום מלאכי השלום מלאכי עליון ממלך מלכי המלאכים הקדוש בה שלום עליכם שלום עליכם מלאכי השערית מלאכי עליון ממלך מלכי המלאכים הקדוש ברוך סינג יאללה לילה יאללה לילה 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 יאללה לילה 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 פחוני פחוני לשלום מלאכי השלום מלאכי עליון ממלך מלאכי המלאכים הקדוש שלום עליכם שלום עליכם מלאכי השערית מלאכי עליון ממלך מלאכי המלאכים הקדוש ברוך sing ya la 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 ya la 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 sing shalom malachei shalom malachei elyon melech malachei hamalachim hakadosh baruch shalom alechem malachei hasharit malachei elyon melech malachei hamalachim הקדוש ברוך סי על הלילה יאללה לילה 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 יאללה לילה 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 יאללה לילה 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 יאללה יאללה לילה
Shabbat always begins when we gather together, and so it is my pleasure to welcome to the Bima for the candlelighting on page 12, the mother of our bar mitzvah, new title for you, Leisha, Grandma and Aunts Missy, Janice, and Cousin Jean, beautiful women in Zachary's life.
Before we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard to strive and excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Tov V'tzivanu L'Kad L'Gner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kitchanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu lehadlik ner shel shabbat lehadlik ner Thank you. Echad Dodi Likrat Kala Pene Shabbat Nekabela Echad Dodi Likrat Kala Pene Shabbat Nekabela Shamor Vezachor Bedibur Echad Yishmianu El Hamukad Adonai Echad Ushimo Echad Lashem Tiferet Benitila Lechadodi Likrat Kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela Lechadodi Likrat Kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela Likrat Shabbat Lechu v'nelcha Ki mekor ha-bracha Merosh mikedem nesucha Zom ma'ase v'machshabat chira Lecha todi Likrat kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela Lecha todi Likrat kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela Hitoreri Hitoreri Kiva ore Kumi uri 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 Shir daveri Kivod Adonai Alayich nigla Lecha todi Likrat kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela Lecha todi Likrat kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela Boi v'shalom Ateret bala Gam b'simcha Utsohola Toch emunei Am segula Boi kala Boi kala Lecha todi Likrat kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela Lecha todi Likrat kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela Lecha todi Likrat kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela Lecha todi Likrat kala Pnei Shabbat Nekabela
We remain standing for Baruch Hu on page 17.
Yai lai lai, yai lai lai lai, yai lai 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 lai, yai lai lai, yai lai lai lai, yai lai 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 lai, yai lai lai lai, yai lai lai, yai lai lai, yai lai lai, yai lai 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 lai. Lai 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 Baruch Hu et Adonai Ha-Mevorah Baruch Hu et Adonai Lie, 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 lie.
Blessed are you, eternal our God, source of the universe, whose word brings on the evening.
Your wisdom opens heaven's gates. Your understanding makes the ages pass and the seasons alternate. And your will controls the stars as they travel through the skies. You are creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light. You cause day to pass and bring on the night. You set day and night apart.
You are the God of all.
May the living and eternal God rule us always until the end of time. Blessed is the eternal whose word makes evening fall.
Page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai, Adonai Echad.
Et Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavcha, uv'chol nafshecha, uv'chol me'odecha.
V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele,
asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha, v'dibarta bam, v'shiftecha beveitecha, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha. וקשרתם לאות על ידיך, והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך, למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל מצוותיי, והייתם קדושים לאלוהיכם. אני אדוני אלוהיכם, אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים, להיות לכם לאלוהים, אני אדוני אלוהיכם.
You shall love the Lord your God
with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home, on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God.
Shavuot is coming. At Temple B'nai Shalom, we know Shavuot is coming because we are in confirmation mode, full swing. Shavuot, the moment when we received the Torah. And we start thinking about Shavuot at Passover. We go from tapestry 1 to 2 to 3 till we get to Shavuot, till the path to Jerusalem is ours once again. But if we try to analyze the three most important moments that we have as Jews, as you and I will stand once again and receive the Torah at Sinai, they have three images: fire, water, mountain. The entire Jewish journey was dependent on one burning bush and one man able to quiet his soul enough to see the bush ablaze with flame and to recognize the presence of God. And then, in order for us to be free at Sinai to accept the mitzvot and the responsibility that comes along with them, we had to cross the sea from slavery to freedom. And you and I know that we were there at the sea. We crossed that sea, those of us who were afraid and those of us who were courageous, the swimmers and those of us who really wished we had had a life jacket. And then finally, we walk in the desert and we see the mountain in the distance. And we know something amazing is going to happen at that mountain. Fire, water, mountain. Our journey to Sinai begins.
We come from the fire, living in the fire. Go back to the fire, turn the world around, try it. We come from the fire, living in the fire. Go back to the fire, turn the world around again. We come from the fire, living in the fire. Go back to the fire, turn the world around. We come from the fire, living in the fire. Go back to the fire, turn the world around. We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around. We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around. We come from the mountain, living in the mountain. Go back to the mountain, turn the world around. We come from the mountain, living on the mountain. Go back to the mountain, turn the world around. Sing, oh, so is life. Ah, so is life. Do you know who I am? Do I know who you are? See we one another clearly. Do we know who we are? Water makes the river, river wash the mountain. Fire makes the sunlight turn the world around. Heart is of the river, body is the mountain. Spirit is the sunlight, turn the world around. Is life, ah, so is life. Oh, so is life, ah, so is life. We are of the Spirit, truly of the Spirit. Only can the Spirit turn the world around. We are of the Spirit, truly of the Spirit. Only can the Spirit turn the world around. Oh, so is life, ah, so is life. Oh, so is life. Ah, so is life. We come from the Torah, living in the Torah. Go back to the Torah, turn the world around. We come from the Torah, living in the Torah. Go back to the Torah, turn the world around. We come from the Torah, living in the Torah. Go back to the Torah, turn the world around. We come from the Torah, living in the Torah. Go back to the Torah, turn the world around. We just spoke about it. Now let's sing about that water. You can find the Micha Mocha on page 24. Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai Micha Mocha Nehedar Ba'kodesh Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai Say,
Please rise.
Yai, nai, 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 nai. 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 Adonai. Sifatai divka.
Baruch ata Adonai
Eloheinu Elohe Avotenu Ve'imotenu
Elohe Avraham Elohe Yitzchak Elohe Yaakov Elohe Sarah Elohe Rivka Elohe Rachel Ve'elohe Leah Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Vahanora El Elyon Gomel chasadim tovim, v'kone hakol, v'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, u'mevi geula l'ibnei v'neihem, l'ma'an shemo be'ahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham ve'ezrat Sarah, ata gibor le'olam Adonai, Mechaye hakol atarav lehoshia. Mechalkel chayim bechesed. Chaye hakol rachamim rabim. Somech noflim berofe cholim. Umatir asurim. Umkayem emunato lishene afar. Mi chamocha baal gevurot. Umi domelach. Melech memit umchaye umatzmiach Yeshua. V'ne'eman ata l'hachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol.
Page 31. We acknowledge the eternal strength and might of God as the abundant source of all life. We see God's power all around us in the miracle of life. God gives us life and God gives us strength. We ask God for help to find this strength within ourselves, to choose life, and to use our strength for good. You may be seated.
We open the Torah, we cross the sea, there's great rejoicing, Miriam's got her tambourine, and we start walking. And we see the mountain in the distance, and we are in two places at the same time. We are standing at the foot of the mountain, watching Moses go up to get the Torah for us. Didn't I see you at the mountain, Kronthal? I saw you. I told you, Steve, you look great. We know we saw each other at the mountain. Jews who choose Judaism will often tell me they know they were there. But unlike the Jews at the base of the mountain, we are in another place as well. We are in two places at the same time. Because over and over again, with each version of the story, we climb the mountain with Moses. We ascend Sinai. And we get to the top of the mountain, and we hear the silence. We know that God came to Moses in a still, small voice. I climbed that mountain when I was 16 years old, in great shape. 3 o'clock in the morning in the dark, holding the hand of my friend Mahmoud, an Arab boy who went to high school with me in Israel. He was really strong. And he was climbing the mountain from his tradition, and I was climbing the mountain from mine. And it was incredibly powerful. And it was really dark. And we got to the top of the mountain as the sun was rising. And we were a bunch of 16-year-olds, and no one spoke. It was absolute silence. And no one was clicking their Instamatic cameras. Remember Instamatic cameras? It was the one with the flash that you put on top. Before your time. And I'm there at the top of Mount Sinai, in the Sinai, no longer part of Israel. And it's quiet. And I know I was there before. I know I've climbed this mountain with God and Moses many times before. You've climbed the mountain too. The times of struggle where you needed faith. The times when life's adversity and deserts got to you and you needed to feel something beyond the reality of the day. And at the top of the mountain is quietness and holiness. And the ability to think and to feel and to experience that somehow can't happen when you're standing with a bunch of people about to build a golden calf. I liked it on the mountain. I liked the quiet. And most of all, I loved the holiness.
All around, everywhere, all around, everywhere, holy, holiness, in the highest sky, in the deepest sea. In the highest sky, in the deepest sea, holy, holiness. In my heart, in your soul, in my heart, in your soul. Every step and every breath, holy, holiness, all around, everywhere, all around, everywhere, holy, holiness, all around.
Join me in rising quietly for a moment on page 32. If you want, close your eyes and imagine no one sitting in the room with you. And feel what it's like to be atop the mountain in holy holiness. And then say with me, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Meloch Ol Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. Page 34. Our God and God of our ancestors, may our Shabbat rest be acceptable to you. May your mitzvot lead us to holiness, and may we be among those who devote themselves to your Torah. May we find contentment in your blessings and joy in your sustaining power. Purify our hearts to serve you in truth, and help us to enjoy in love and favor the heritage of your holy Shabbat. May your people Israel, who hallow your name, find true rest on this day. Blessed are you, O Eternal, who hallows the Shabbat. Page 37. We thank you, God, for the world you have given us, with all its beauty and all its imperfections, with all its miracles and with all its tragedies. You have given us this gift, this spark of your creative powers, to make our world a better place, to improve ourselves along with our world. You have given us our life's work. You have created us in your image, to do your work here in this world. For all these blessings, we give our thanks. Every Shabbat, multiple times, we pray for peace. Sometimes we're praying for peace in our own lives, and sometimes we're praying for peace in our world. I find it most often easier to pray for world peace because I know I can't do it alone. Personal peace is harder. It's a lifelong journey to find that inner peace that sometimes eludes us because of all the other things going on in life, pulling us, hurting us, disappointing us. But when we find that inner peace, we want to share it with others. And when you find your inner peace and I find mine, then the world will be at peace. I thank Sheldon for the gift he gives us with his music and for taking the words of Avinu Shebashamayim and connecting God and peace and us. The words can be found in your service folder.
Avinu Shebashamayim Tzur Yisrael Ve'goalo Avinu Shebashamayim Tzur Yisrael Ve'goalo Bless us, protect us, guide us, and strengthen us. Spread over us a shelter of peace. Avinu Shebashamayim, Tzur Yisrael. And strengthen us, spread over us a shelter of peace. Avinu Sheva Shamayim Tur Yisrael Vego Alo Avinu Sheva Shamayim
Children in our religious school know that we never have a service without saying Misha Berach. We teach them at a very young age that the Misha Berach is a powerful prayer. And I think if you ask most of them, they would tell you that the Misha Berach is number one and the Shema is number two. Because the Misha Berach is empowering. It helps us not feel helpless. It helps us feel that we're doing something for someone we love. And so when we look at the back of our service folder, all the people for whom we pray, we know that they are strengthened when we pray for them, and we know that we feel less helpless when we pray. And because we are who we are, we also pray for days and weeks and miracles. And if you come into our sanctuary in need of a Misha Berach, it wraps around you like a talit just when you need it. And if you have healing to give, it pours from you. So whether you are giving or receiving tonight, we continue with the Misha Berach on page 45.
Mishaberach, avotenu mishaberach, imotenu hu yevarech et acholim. Mishaberach, imotenu mishaberach, avotenu. Et acholim Vayishlach lahem mehera refuah shleima min hashamayim refuat hanefesh urefuat haguf venomar amen Mishaberach Imotenu Mishaberach Avotenu Yevarech Et Acholim say shalom bimromav. Uya say shalom aleinu. Ve'al kol Yisrael. Amen. Ve'imeru, ve'imeru, ve'imeru.
Last episode, you were on top of a mountain, experiencing holiness. And when the coming attractions didn't come because they were advertising another show, you were disappointed because you wanted to know what was next. But you do know what was next. God told Moses to tell the people that the world was broken and in need of repair. And God was sending a toolkit with Moses to repair hearts and lives and souls and the world. God was sending the Torah, words and values and commandments and obligations to create a structure in the world that when it works properly, the world improves every single day. From leaving the corner of our field so no one is hungry, to pursuing justice at all costs, to making peace where there is strife. And as I taught on Tuesday night in Bar Mitzvah class, but the study of Torah is equal to them all because it leads to them all. So there you were, enjoying the holiness on the top of the mountain and thinking, this is sublime. And God says, move and get to work. And I really didn't create this world so you could just zone out and enjoy your personal peace. That is not your job, Jew. You have to get in the trenches. When other people are saying, not me, you have to make a difference. Did you hear that message from God, Sheldon?
I did.
And when you heard the message from God, how did you feel?
At first, a little bit annoyed. But then I got moving.
Then you got moving. And so, we take the Torah, we go back into the world every single Shavuot, or as my Bubba used to say, Shavuos. You think Shavuos is just about blintzes? It's not just about blintzes, although please come to the blintz and learn at my house. It's about doing. It's about taking Torah and making it real in the world. It's not a book to sit and read by a cozy fire. This is not Masterpiece Theater. This is real life. It's taking the Torah and changing the world one mitzvah at a time. It's giving the Torah to this young man who's going to change the lives of our troops because he cares about people and animals and making sure that a homecoming is beautiful. It's about all of the young people filling our sanctuary each Shabbat. It's about you making a difference, feeding the hungry, finding something you're passionate about, and living Torah every day. And not when you decide you have the time. Because if not now, Sheldon, when?
When? Justice roll like a river, and kindness like a mighty stream. Let the waters flow on forever, and let them wash over me. For every heart, for every soul, it's time we go find it once more. So what are we waiting for now? If not now, if not now, then when? What are we waiting for now? If not now, if not now, when? What are we waiting for? Na 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 na. Like a mighty stream, let the waters flow on forever, let them wash away. For every heart, for every soul, it's time we go find it once more. So what are we waiting for now? If not now, like a mighty stream.
We continue with the Aleinu on page 53. Please rise.
Aleinu leshabeach la'adon hakol, latet gedula leotzer breshit, shelo asanu kegoye ha'aratzot, velo samanu kemishpechot ha'adama, shelo sam chelkenu kahem, vegor aleinu kechol hamonam. Va'anachnu korim u'mishtachavim u'modim lifnei melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu v'ne'emar v'haya Adonai lemelech al kol ha'aretz Bayom hahu, bayom hahu, yiyeh Adonai echad, Ushemo, Ushemo, Ushemo Echad.
Page 59. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members. Don Drasnin, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Lori Buckheim, aunt of Gary Buckheim. Chris Kultis, friend of Rabbi Amy Perlin. Betty Schneider. Bernard Deutsch, friend of Stephanie Leung. Jerry Goldsmith, friend of the Bond family. Dr. Dan Brightstein, cousin of Sandy Kleinman, cousin of Jason Kleinman and Rabbi Kevin Kleinman. Julian Spector, father of Barbara Fitzgerald. David Citrin, father of Joel Citrin. A Shiva minion is at the home at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. And Marion Breskin, mother of Bill Breskin. And we end tonight the year of mourning for two beloved members of TBS, Bernice Perry, mother of Julie Rana, and Gertrude Gershowitz, the mother of Lynn Sprung. We have faithfully remembered them every week at Shabbat for this year. They are with us in our hearts. We will remember them every year on their yard site. And our thoughts are with both of you and your families. We also recall the yearly anniversary of death this week. Janet Glenberg, mother of Betty Shanley. Yetta Malowitz, friend of the Sprung family. Evelyn Berg, cousin of Jim Sprung. Kuldip Bhatia, Marty Rockhind. Sarah Paul Schwartzberg. Ruth Gumpel, Bill Riker, Saul Finale, Mike Foster, Robert Lowenthal, Ann Gurman, Sherry Levy Reiner, Herbert Schlossberg, Albert Shamus, Bianca Caratenuto, Charlotte David, David Hay, Shirley Highbarger, Bob Heiberger. Richard Kennedy. Marvin Langhouse. Paul Mrazinski. Matthew Schur. Harry Stettner. Stanley Werman. Serene Kaplan, Lisa Rosenthal, Rhoda Salas, Kay Goldberg, Robert Lippman, Bruce Miller, Virgilio Perez, Zachary recalls grandparents Willie and Minnie Tunick, Marvin Gannick, great grandma Caton, Aunt Ruthie, Uncle Leonard, Uncle Sid. We rise as a congregation for Kaddish, page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei rabah, v'alma divra chirute v'yamlich malchute, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chayedecho beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kariv v'yimru amen. Yehe shmei rabah mivarach la'alam almei almaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yitadar v'yitalev v'yitalal shemed kudsha berichu. Le'ela min kol berachata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran b'almav imru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav. Huya se shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen. We move from sacred memory to celebrating a beautiful day of peace and rest and a wonderful day for the Tunick family. Zachary is not only our honored bar mitzvah this weekend, but my permanent music and technology chief for the various and sundry performances that are done on our bima. He has done such an excellent job figuring out how to perfectly integrate music into my little productions that he may have to stay in the area for college because I may have to keep calling you back. It is my pleasure to call up to lead Kiddush, a young man whose positive enthusiasm, can-do attitude, and huge, loving, compassionate heart bring so much to our temple family, Mr. Zachary Tunick, who will lead us in Kiddush. He is joined by his wonderful family, who also bring their big hearts and their giving hands to our temple community. His parents, Steve and Leisha, his brother, Jonathan. Page 61.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup of thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kiddushan b'mitzvotav ratzavanu. Zikron Zecher Litiat Mitraim.
Kimanu Bacharta, Beatanu Kidashka, Miko.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin and Rabbi Rapaport, for leading us in worship this evening. And thank you, Sheldon. So nice to have you back and leading us with your beautiful voice and music as well. Zachary, Mazel Tov. Wishing you and your family and friends a very special weekend. I know it will be. We're starting with, here we are, middle of May, and another calendar filled with many events at TBS. Tomorrow morning, please join Minion Makers for Saturday morning worship. The light breakfast will begin at 8:15 and services at 8:45. Sunday is our last day of religious school for the school year.
Aww.
And Tuesday is the last day of Hebrew school.
Aww.
Don't fret. Look at the colors. You'll see in service, we got a great picnic. Come on and join us. We'll celebrate the end of year. And there's still a lot of can-do stuff that we're going to be doing over the summer. But we get a little break from the weekly religious. So you'll, of course, be reading and studying all summer, practicing in Hebrew. But come join us for the picnic on Sunday. Monday evening, we're having a TBS town hall meeting. Amongst other things, I guess primarily to discuss proposed changes to our bylaws. And so you should have seen in your email, or if not, go check. We're making some changes based on some changes in the Commonwealth of Virginia law and some other things to kind of update and make it more current. So I really encourage you to come ask questions, find out about what's in our bylaws. And find out why we're making some of those changes. That's on this Monday at 8 o'clock. Looking around the corner in June, please make sure you join us for the annual meeting. And this is on Sunday, June 4th at 9 a.m. Very important. We really need y'all here, so please, it's very important. It's good to have you here, and it's essential to have you here. We can't have a meeting. And as usual, little hook, the annual meeting lines up with the Temple Youth Group trip to King's Dominion.
Yay!
Yeah, it's only good news, except for the end of religious school. It's all good news here. If you're new to TBS or have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representatives are Fern and Saul Schwartz. Where are you? There they are. Take a look. So if you have any questions about TBS, whether you're a member or whether you're visiting and not a member, please see Fern and Saul during Oneg. Wishing you all a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
And maybe kind of invisible, but very key and crucial this evening is Dennis McLaughlin. He's sitting in the back there and helping make sure our sound is perfect tonight. So thank you for doing that. And we conclude with the singing of Asa Ena.
The rabbi took us on a journey from fire, the burning bush, through water, We came up to the mountain, we climbed to the top, we experienced it, and we brought Torah down to earth. And as we continue in our daily lives, we always keep one eye at the top of the mountain. Asa enai, lift up my eyes to the mountains. Asa enai el harim. Asa enai el harim. Ve'ayin yavo, yavo ezri. Ve'ayin yavo, yavo ezri.
As you carry the Torah from the mountain into the world through your words and your deeds, may you feel its life-giving power fill your soul. May all your journeys be ones suffused with holiness. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.